Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League. Now, some big news from this week is that Latrell Mitchell, Cody Walker, Damian Cook, they are set to turn down New South Wales Blues selection in order to focus on footy with the Rabbitohs. Now, Latrell Mitchell did the same thing 2 years ago, and it obviously worked out quite well for the Rabbitohs at that stage. But the Rabbitohs, they're in a much worse position than what they were then, obviously coming last on the ladder. They definitely need their stars in there full time to turn this around. Obviously, you look at this New South Wales Blues side that we've predicted. I probably don't have Latrell in there at this stage, just with obviously a lot that's happening with him. His form hasn't been the best. He's not getting too involved. He doesn't look like one of the standout players at the moment when I'm putting this side together. He's definitely not standing out as much as what a Bradman Best. And I was like, Tungo have been to start the year, and I'd probably have them above him at the moment. But in saying that, we've seen what Latrell can do in the centres for New South Wales, and I think Madge would take every opportunity to have a Latrell Mitchell in his side at his best, obviously in the centres there with Tom Trbojevic. But it doesn't look like it's going to go that way, because obviously they've got some other stars that are performing a lot better at the moment, and it's probably not how I'm structuring my New South Wales side. If I'm putting this side together, for me, if I'm doing it off form, which is what Madge Maguire has said he's doing this season, I'm probably not going to include Latrell Mitchell in my team. And I didn't, obviously, when we did our predicted side the other week with the random stats guy. Cody Walker's probably not in my side either. I'd probably have Nico Hines. I'd probably have Jerome Luai ahead of Cody Walker at the moment. Obviously, a great week last week for him, and obviously much to improve. He was running the ball more. Had 15 carries, I think, of the football, which is unreal for Cody Walker, especially since he's only been having 5, 6, 7 runs per game in previous weeks. And for the first 3 weeks of the competition, averaged 3 errors per game. He's probably not someone that I'm considering, you know, based off the form that we've seen from him at the start of the year. Now, yes, great year last year when he came into this side with Mitch Moses. He did a very good job there, Cody Walker. But if we're judging off form, like Madge Maguire has said he's going to do, Cody Walker, probably not in my side still. I'd probably go with either combinations, which again is going against the form thing, but going with combinations. Madge, his first year, we said it on the podcast with the random stats guy, probably going to go for those combinations. If Luai's fit, if Cleary's fit, that's probably going to be the halves pairing. But I'd probably even have Mitch Moses ahead of Cody Walker as well, if Mitch Moses was fit, but obviously not fit for Origin, so he probably isn't in the conversation. The guys that I'd have in front of Cody Walker at the moment would be Nico Hines and Jerome Luai at the moment for that sixth spot for the New South Wales Blues. So Cody Walker, probably not someone that I'm considering. And then Damian Cook, obviously, has had an up-and-down start to the year. He's probably been one of South's best. But you look at some of the other teams, you look at some of the other hookers that you could pick from. I think Appy Coruscant, Reece Robson have probably started the year a lot better than what Cook has. And a lot of talk is that it is going to be them as the hooker rotation for the New South Wales Blues. So Cook probably doesn't get a spot either. I imagine he'd still be in the squad, though, if they were picking the team. But it's great to see that these guys have that in their mind, that they are going to say no if the selection does come around to focus on the South Sydney Rabbitohs. They do need, as we said at the start, a lot of their star players, I should say, in this team moving forward, obviously, if they want to get out of that wooden spoon areas, which is definitely not where we expected the Rabbitohs to be. It's not just on these guys, though. It is on their forward pack, who have obviously had a really slow start to the year as well. You know, Sean Kepi, Tom Burgess obviously had a good 2 weeks, but he needs to carry that form out consistently. Tevita Totola, obviously injured at the moment, but has had a pretty slow start by his standards to the year. This forward pack really needs to turn it to that next level. I think we're getting Jai Arrow back, obviously after the bye as well. I am really excited to see if South Sydney can turn it around. Obviously, it was a great game against the Sharkies. We could see Latrell Mitchell also come back into the side in the centres rather than obviously at fullback. Obviously with Jai Gray killing it last week, we just got to see how he goes moving forward over the next few weeks while Latrell Mitchell is out. But I'd love to see Latrell come back in the centres. I think we've said it for a while now. Latrell Mitchell is a much better centre. And obviously Latrell Mitchell isn't the player to get constantly involved every single game. He is the player that comes in for the big plays, and he should be doing that at centre, not at fullback, because it's not what you need from a fullback. What you need from a fullback is what Jai Gray is doing. Between 17 and 20 runs a game, constantly involved, constantly wanting the ball in your hands and just competing for every little thing in attack. That's what Jai Gray brings to this outfit. Yes, he's 5'5". He's very small. But, you know, just watching him the other night, especially that forced dropout that they try to force him into the in goal, and he just ran straight around everyone. He got up there, even though being 5'5", got straight up into the air and got the ball over everyone and ran straight around everyone to get out of the in goal at the start of the game. You know, just watching that, it gives me a lot of confidence that he can be the guy for the Rabbitohs at fullback moving forward if they do decide to go in that direction. But as I've said at the start, summing up, great move for the Rabbitohs and for Latrell, Cody, Cookie to stay in this side, to work with this side as well and get them out of the hole that they're in, get some wins on the board and hopefully get out of Wooden Spoon contention and more so into top eight contention. It'd be a massive turnaround for the Rabbitohs if they can turn everything around and get into top eight contention. I'm very excited to see what happens and if these rumours are true. That's full time. See you in the next one.